Ake ora tātou, e wā, wā poto ki a mihati ki a koutou ko haramai i tēni rangi, a mātou karanga ki a koutou, nā reira nau mai haramai. Welcome to our office, and we're happy to have you here this time, just to discuss the situation as it is today. Kia ora koutou.
Can we ask the leaders perhaps to explain, I think Tamiana you've said that the party's decision on Hui wasn't built based on one issue. Has there been some kind of division building up for some time, and how has that come about?
Look, you know, we're not prepared to sort of relitigate all the things that have happened within the party, but just to say that the political arm has made a decision, and we as party leaders have supported that decision. And basically we're moving on. We've got a huge program ahead of us. ETS, Foreshore, Seabed, Whanaora, those are our priorities.
The party said that it was extremely difficult, not impossible, to actually manage Whanaora. Isn't that the job of the leaders, and how have you struggled with that?
I think it is so, and it's exactly how Matua Whatarangi described it. It has been 4 years of us working together, and as he said, at times, Hone speaks for Tai Tokerau. He said he's responsible to them, and so we're just sort of saying that you can have a choice, and if you want to go that way, then fine, but be with them on their behalf.
Will the party force him out if he doesn't come to the decision to go independent by himself?
We're still looking at that issue. We've got meetings that we'll be holding outside of parliamentary time on this matter, and we'll reach a decision when we need to.
Has the party gone against its constitution by not leaving any decisions in the hands of Tony Harawira's constituents?
The decision is with them right now. It's exactly what we've done. He's been given a choice.
Has Hono's comments created concern for the leadership, because it seemed to give Winston Peters an avenue to attack you yesterday?
Well, I don't think Winston Peters has got any credibility to be attacking us. He's got to think back to himself, 1992, when he himself was expelled from his caucus for very similar reasons. So we're not really particularly interested in what he has to say, or whether there's any credibility.
What process will he follow if he wants to stick with the party, he doesn't want to move out, and the party does want him to come independent? What's the process? How do you play that out?
I think the party leaders, we've got seven, Rohe all together, and the president and the two vice presidents. I think they'll be having meetings about that,
but
in consultation with us, of course.
You don't actually have a firm process, suspension, expulsion? I mean,
well, at this stage, we've said to Hone, you're saying that you're responsible to Tokerau, and what they say is what you say, and has no responsibility to Parliament itself. So he's placed himself outside of our caucus, outside of our party. So we're saying, if that is so, then you have an opportunity now to actually be that person.
Has the party lost the ability to influence on our other work and control?
Well, we're having difficulty controlling it. I'm going to be straight up about that. That's what Matua said. We've had, Tariana's had 600 emails as a response to those, the email that Hone sent, and I've had hundreds as well. So quite clearly there is concern in New Zealand about his behaviour in that area.
So do you think he's already effectively acting as an independent?
I think at times he does act as an independent, yes, indeed.
Kia ora, Minita. Pehen whanaunga tango te pāti ki ana hina. I muri i te pahūtanga mai o enei kororo a Hone. Nā kei te maharahara hoki koutou, kei turaki tērā whanaunga tanga i Wainui a koutou me nahina.
Kei te mahitahi mga tau me te kawanatanga nahinara i ngā kaupapa katoa, ETS, ACC, ngā pire taumaha. Kei te mahi tonu, kei te noho pai, mātau i tēnei.
Pēhea wā rātou kororo ki a koutou mō ngā kororo i kuta mai a Hone, ngā rangi kua
Kia au nei, he, tau, he kōrero tautoko i a mātou. Nā te me ko mātou ngā minita e kōrero ana kia rātou e mahi tahi ana.
If you lose
Hone,
you lose the support of the Tino Rangatiratanga movement. Are you concerned about that?
I'm part of the Tino Rangatiratanga. What are
you talking about? If you lose Hone, you lose a lot of support from the Tino Rangatiratanga movement. Are you concerned?
Are you saying we're not part of the Tino Rangatiratanga movement?
But we are
getting a reaction.
We're saying that Hone is a very popular member of the Maori Party. I noticed on the campaign last year, people were actually coming up to him and asking for him for his autograph. It seems to indicate he's a very popular member of your party, and if you lose him, you may lose some popular support within your own membership.
He is a very popular person in our communities, not only with those you describe as the Tino Rangatiratanga movement. Hone, of course, is hugely popular with our young people as well. Just as all of us are popular with particular sectors within Māoridom. That's the fact of it. All of us have particular sectors who we are popular with.
But what effect would his leaving have, though, on the party?
I think that that's a decision that Hone needs to make. You're either part of a political movement or you are not. And what the President has said is that all of his comments of late indicate that here is a man who sees himself as an independent Member of Parliament, an independent politician, and he's invited him to consider that.
Do you feel disappointed or betrayed at all by the way he's acted?
I think we're disappointed because we do see ourselves as a team, and we do know that at times that in any team, in any family, you will disagree about particular matters. That's normal. It's about how you disagree, and it is about how you take those issues forward.
If he doesn't change, if he chose not to moderate or change his behaviour in the way that you would obviously like, could you work with him?
I don't think Hone is likely to change.
Would you, and on that basis, if he doesn't change, can you work with him in your caucus?
I think that's a process that we're working through right now to determine what our future is as a party. As I said earlier, we have significant issues that we are here to deliver on behalf of our people. That's our focus, not on an individual who chooses to behave in a particular way.
You attacked Labour's Māori MPs for towing the party line over the Foreshore seabed and not listening to their constituents. Now you're making Hone do the same.
That's, I think, a significantly different issue, Semi. To say that you are putting Hone in the same position as the thousands of our people who lost their land, who weren't allowed to have due process, were denied justice. Can you tell me how you could equate that to the situation we're in today?
This is Turia and Dr. Sharples. The Māori Party's made significant progress on a number of issues, such as Pāna Ora, Waterman Seabed. It seems to be on the cusp of sort of really achieving something there. How much do you think this sort of race relations debate that Hone has stirred up might set that back?
Well, you know, 600 emails is a lot of emails about people very, very upset. It has set it back in that sense. But we're very confident that we're on the right track and we're going to keep on working very positively on all those issues.
Because in a funny way, he's almost created the same environment that Don Brash did in 2004, hasn't he? And that environment, governments might be very difficult to move on Māori issues.
I think that this is significantly different to the Don Brash issue. What Hone has done has made personal comments to a person, and I think that what we're seeing is somebody who's clearly been stressed by the situation he's been in, just as we have been, and he's reacted in this particular way. But we're not here to continue to keep discussing the antics of a member of our caucus. We want to progress the policies that we were put in here for, and that's what our intention is.
I runga iwi ngā whakaaro, nā ngā kia ore tau iwi nei i ene hara i whakanui. E hara i te mea he tino hara tino na wāatu, nē rā? Nā rā nuatu hoki ngā mēmo te whare pare mata nei kua o kino ke atu hoki o rātau. Ko rone hoki atu waku mahara ki te kia Lockwood Smith me ana kororo mga ringa ringa o ngai rā tanga pērā mō kororo kino kia atu hoki me nei kwe nei kororo o hone na kai te whakai katoa kai te whakai te nui ngō ngā Māori wahora ki wona whakaro ki te ia o ana kororo nera.
Ai, engari, ko te kaupapa nei, me he mea ka taia e mātu ki tō noho haitima. Haitima ko tahi, kia mahi tahi, kia whai mahi i raro i ngā ture o te pare pare mata.
A koe ne tōpī ki Mahara?
Ai. Nā, ki te kore mātau e whai i ngā ture o te pare mata, ka hore anahi nara e kōrero kia mātau. Ka hore ngā Greens i pirangi mahi tahi i a mātau. We've got to follow procedures and be responsible and have a reputation for consistency, and if we don't do that, nobody will want to deal with us at all, and that's what we're trying to put back into place.
And there is another issue here. Our political movement has kaupapa and tikanga, and our party expects us to abide by that. Those are our bottom lines for ourselves, and that's what's not being adhered to. This is actually not so much about what has happened in the last week. This is about our kaupapa, our tikanga, not being adhered to, and that's why we're in the situation we're in today.
Are you still a party of the people, or are you now about presenting an acceptable image to mainstream?
That's for the people to decide.
Yeah, I'm disappointed by your question, Cynthia. I don't know where you're coming from, because we're trying to do things for our people in here, and the only way you can do that is to have credibility and stick to your word, and that's what this issue is about, is that if people in our party, in our caucus, feel that they're not responsible to the rules and us and our decision making, then it makes it very difficult to work. It's very, very simple.
Te pāti Māori, he pāti e hāngai tūanga ki te tangata, ki te o Pākehā rānei, whaka Māori.
Kara mohi ki tēnā pātai. He pāti Māori tēnā, he pāti Māori.
I think Dr. Ranganui Walker this morning was suggesting that it's a response to pressure from Pākehā. Do you accept that?
No, I've already said this is in response to the issue of our kaupapa and our tikanga not being adhered to. That's what this issue is all about.
Which is it called tahi tanga, respect, or what kaupapa is he broken?
Do you have any concerns about Mr. Harawira leaving the party and becoming an independent in that he won't be bound by any party boundaries that come from?
Well, that's what's been offered to him. He's already made statements this week to say that the only people that he is accountable to is to Te Tai Tokerau. For that to happen, then clearly you are indicating that you are independent, that you don't expect to be held to account by the rest of the country, by the rest of our constituencies, by the members of our caucus, by our political movement, by our kaupapa.
Can I just ask, is there anything Honei could do or say, or what do you have to do or say to bring you guys round again, I guess?
I think that's for us to work through over this 2 weeks.
Honei said to us that he believes the Māori Party's becoming a lapdog to the government. To what extent does that illustrate this growing division there seems to have been between him and the party?
We're certainly not lapdogs to the government. There are things that we agree with, there are things that we disagree with, and that's the state of our relationship. Our relationship is actually based on respect for one another. That will continue. You don't have to be a lapdog to be respectful.
I think you've just got to look at the gains. Just look at the gains that we've made in the bills that have been changed because of us. And we came to this parliament to get a repeal on the foreshore and seabed. Everyone said that was impossible, but it was a good goal to have. Well, look, we're on the cusp of having that done now. So there have been tremendous gains, and for us it's just the beginning.
What happens in 2 weeks' time?
Can I just have two more questions, please? Dr. Sharp's got to catch a plane.
Sorry, what happens in 2 weeks' time? Will you be holding another hui?
We'll be having hui all the time. We've got to resolve this matter. And it's not just us, it's the party itself.
So it's an issue for the whole party, not just for the
North? No, it's the whole party.
Well, it's not likely to change. In another 2 weeks isn't going to make any difference. It's a lost hope, isn't it? He's going.
Well, you know, one hopes that we can talk again about this.
Ko mene a hone a kare he ki te putai I te pāti, ko mea ne hoki tōna rohe kare rātou I pirengi a putai I te pāti Māori. I rungi wera whakao, kiaha o koutou whakao mo tēnā.
Anei a whakao mo tēnā. Kare pirangi tūki waho o te pāti, engari kare pirangi pakarongo ki te caucus nei. Ka whakatakoto kaupapa, kāre whakae ka puta atu e ki te kōrero, tēnā kōrero. Nā pehe ki a mahi tika mātau mehe me kāre tae e tātou ki te ū ki te kaupapa o te caucus nei.
Can I just ask one last thing? When did you actually decide to ask him to leave?
That was the decision of the party. That was not the decision of the caucus. The decision to invite him to consider whether he would prefer to be independent, given his comments more recently, but certainly his actions during the term of Parliament, that's what the party believed was the responsible view to take, that he should then be offered the opportunity to be as independent as he would like to be.
Do you know when that decision was made?
My understanding is that that decision was made possibly a few days ago.
Not thank you, people. That's enough. We've time to go.
Kia ora, everyone. Got a plane.
Thank you.
Now we're done.